5633.
Congress sworn in. There's a new speaker in town, John Boehner. It was a matter of making it official, so it became official. Will we see big changes ahead? There are a lot of question marks surrounding this new Congress. Most of it seeps into the economics of what's happening in our own backyards with health care and the disintegration of the middle class, taxes, and a plethora of other things that affect your wallets and pocketbooks. So I hope, if nothing else, when you listen to us on this little old show called America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that at least you think about some of the things that are going on around you and actively jump in, because there is power in numbers. If you think your vote doesn't matter, look what happened in the midterm elections. I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a Republican or an independent. Here's the key. The key is even a grassroots movement can stir enough emotion that people are compelled to vote. Will those votes pay off for the disenfranchised? That is something we can't answer just yet. And one of the first things on the docket for the Republicans anyway, and some of the Democrats are also tackling this, is health care. A real bombshell already dropped from a very liberal Democratic senator. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But first, let's jump to John Boehner swearing in and talking about old rules and how the people voted. Take a listen.
And that you will well. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you're about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions.
All right, so you heard the applause. 94 new House members, only 9 of them weren't Republicans. Some familiar faces, to be sure, in the crowd. One of the things John Boehner went on to say is that he hoped that there would be work between the two, that there would be cooperation and it would be the way it used to be, when they could have those glorious fights on the floor and break bread together and then ultimately come up often with some kind of compromise. So here's the bombshell that happened in the Senate. Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, who's in a fight for her political life from Republicans in the 2012 reelection bid, has a new point of view. The people of Missouri spoke in August. 71% of the Missouri voters approved a measure against the individual mandate when it came to health insurance. So McCaskill was on the tube saying that Congress needs to pursue some alternatives to requiring individuals to buy health insurance. She says there's other ways we can get people into the pool. This is a quote. I hope other than a mandate, and we need to look at that. That's what happens when you get elected. You want to stay, and certainly the people in Missouri were not happy with McCaskill, especially in this mandate. She figured that out by looking at those numbers. Speaking of the Senate, it was Joe Biden, the VP, who did the swearing in there. Take a listen to this.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this oath freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God. Congratulations.
Yeah, Biden's probably saying, and thank goodness I'm not in your shoes. Good luck in this Congress with trying to figure out what to do as the U.S. debt is past $14 trillion. They got to raise the debt ceiling. What are you going to do? 70-plus times it's had to happen, and here we go again because no balanced budgets. When was the last time we had a balanced budget? Remember, that used to be one of the things. I can remember as a kid, we'd talk in history class where we'd be talking about current events, and I can remember clips of whoever was running, whether it was someone stateside or we were talking about somebody that was running for, let's say, president. Balanced budget used to come up. Now it's like, that's like a dirty word. You would never be caught dead saying that if you were running for president. How could you promise a balanced budget? That's just in the movie. When you go to see the American president or that movie Dave or whatever presidential movie they have going on. Because that's a fantasy. That's a Hollywood fantasy now. The debt passing $14 trillion for the first time ever. Just 7 months ago, the debt hit $13 trillion, so we knew this was going to happen. We knew it was on track to happen. We're almost up to $15 trillion, and currently they got to do something about this. So 60% that number has increased, 60% since Nancy Pelosi, by the way, was the Speaker of the House in the last 4 years. Congress has to give the president the green light to spend beyond the ceiling, otherwise they can't do it. You've got some of the new people saying they're not going to raise it. That might force the administration to either do one of two things. You got two choices here if that happens. Stop spending or even default. Some government offices for sure would come to a standstill because how could you possibly, make up that money? So some of the Republicans in the new Congress say they want to block an increase in the debt ceiling unless they are convinced there is a definite plan to reduce federal spending and some of the unfunded government liabilities on programs like Social Security and Medicare. Wow. What will happen with this ceiling? This is really a big thing. This would be the first, if this happens, just remember I said this on the show, if this happens, it would be the first default in history, caused by this crazy amount of spending. And for the first time in a long time, a lot of Republicans seem to be willing to slash the military and some other domestic budgets, security budgets, to lower the debt burden. Remember, this was something that was exempt. It was a no-no. There were calls on the floor. You cannot do that. Military has to be exempt. I think everything's on the table. It's the only way they're going to cure what ails this country. Nothing is out of bounds.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We got another edition of Bad Boys. It's been a while since we rolled this one out, and this bad boy is paying the price. I'm not even going to give you a hint as to who it is, but he was shamed big time by the death of his wife. And I'll tell you what happened in the aftermath of all of that, the funeral and whatnot. Before we get to Bad Boys, and again, that's in our next segment. We're going to go to Don in Wyoming in a second. But first, we've been talking about the Congress and the debt ceiling and the possibility of default. And what about this whole budget thing? Now you got Congressman Ron Paul, who in the Senate has his son, Senator-elect Rand Paul. Makes for an interesting combo, doesn't it? And both of them, of course, are on the same page about money issues. Here's what they had to say earlier in the day.
Every year we default because we just print the money and then we pay our bills with cheap money. Not raising the debt limit is admitting that we're in default and cheating people all the time.
A lot of us think that raising the debt ceiling should be linked to a balanced budget rule, and that immediately, if you want us to vote to raise the debt ceiling, promise in law that you will balance the budget from here on after.
Yeah, good luck with that promise. Unfortunately, Rand, good idea, but it's going to be tough to keep that one. That's why you don't hear people, as I mentioned before, talking about, I promise you I will balance the budget. That's just for the movies. Don in Wyoming, hello. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, are you there?
I am here. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I didn't hear the radio click, or the phone click. Hey, I'm all right. Had an interesting experience. A highway patrolman went flying by me and pulled right over, and I was like, whoa, and I guess a semi in front of us had hit a elk.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I had to pull over, and between the three of us, we barely got that thing off the road.
Wow.
She's a big one, so Ira Provin said he was pretty sure she was pregnant, but it's kind of sad when you see that, you know.
No kidding. Have you seen that very much, or is that the first time?
No, it was one day, about 2 days ago on the other side of the interstate there. It's a rough area, that one little stretch there going right up into Wyoming, and a lot of wildlife there. And about 3 years ago, I ran over an elk did about $4,000 in damage to the truck I was in. You know, it does a lot of damage, but, you know, it's a driver tip for everyone out there. You know, we all love animals. And, in fact, there was a police dog down in St. George, Utah that got hit this weekend, I guess, or something, and by an SUV, which, you know, those dogs are pretty smart. They're drug-sniffing dogs and everything. And I was like, what's he doing out in the street getting hit, you know? But anyway, though, you know, the most important thing to realize is that your life is more important than animals. And,
yeah,
of course,
well, in a car, you're in a truck. And, yeah, can you imagine what else you could do if you didn't hit the elk?
Yeah, you know, you don't want to swerve and then end up flipping over in a ditch and killing yourself, you know, and it does damage to your vehicle, but at least you survive it. And I'm not calling people killers on the road or whatever, you know. That was a door swing, hint there, Kate, but anyway.
I gotcha. I know you're talking killers.
No, I'm just kidding. But really though, you know, just, it's important. And then some people, you know, they get a little startled when something jumps out in front of them, you know. But just always remember to go, even when you're in snow and ice, you know, the objective is to go straight, not sideways, not trying to avoid things, because, you know, that'll just cause you to end up in a lot of trouble and maybe dead. And, you know, and I hate to see Mama Elk get killed, you know, and I wish there was something they could do to keep them away from the roads, and not just here or, you know, Wyoming and Utah, but everywhere around the country. I wish there was something they could figure out a way to keep them away from the roads, but unfortunately, you know. So, hey, did I hear you earlier say something about Reese Witherspoon got $250,000 engagement ring?
She did.
You know, and see, and that's when people sit back and they go, you know, I mean, and sometimes that's when you sit back and you think, I'm glad the rich pay the tax bill.
You know? That's right. If they can afford that, who cares? Put them in another tax bracket.
And that's what a lot of people think. You know, they think, hey, you know, I mean, these people, you know, got this much money to, you know, and I guess they, you know, they don't spend it on something, you know, it just sits in a bank or something, you know. But that just, you know, when I see people buying things in excess, you know, and some of these paintings you hear, the millions of dollars they're going for, and, you know, and then just the most lavish things, I mean, you sit there and realize them. Half the world's, you know, a third of the world's sitting in starvation, you know. And I'm not saying that Reese Witherspoon and the rest of these actors and Hollywood entertainers and athletes, and they, you know, they probably donate a lot of money to charities, you know. I'm not, you know, but they just have so much money that, you know, they're able to buy $250,000 rings. So I'd hate to get hit with that thing, though. It's got to be heavy.
That's what I said. I'd hate to meet her in a dark alley and have words. Give me that ring. Yeah, that'd be scary.
Wouldn't that make your finger feel, you know, wearing something that heavy all the time? I'm like, I don't know.
That's pretty big. It's a big ring. It can cut glass with that ring.
My watch is like 3 ounces, just so, you know, it doesn't, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
crack. Smash
it. It doesn't get crazy or whatever. Anyway, though, you know, all the battle. By the way, I was trying to find that song from, what was it, Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong the Wizard.
Oh, yeah, for the Pelosi stuff, yeah.
I couldn't find it. But anyway, though, of course, she's not dead, but she is gone. And, oh, you know, take away her printed speech. You know, the problem Pelosi had, and it just proved what an idiot she really is that anytime she was trying to shoot the lamb, you know, or, you know, just, you know, talk over something, you know, without having a prepared speech, you know, kind of like Obama would have a teleprompter, you know.
Uh-huh.
She just made an idiot out of herself all the time, you know, and I shake my head, and don't get me wrong, I love the city of San Francisco, but I'm like, man, this is who you put in Congress for 26 years? You know, I just, ooh, holy cow. But anyway, when I was talking yesterday with you about, you know, I apologize if I got a little racy or whatever, but I just am really mad right now at the Republican Party. I'm, you know, it's just amazing how none of them want to accept the fact that under three presidents, 20 years in the White House, they ran up $11 trillion in debt. you know, and none of them want to accept blame for that. And then now it's like all of a sudden because the Democrats doing it, you know, running up the debt, it's like, oh, well, it's this big, huge issue and problem. Well, it is a big issue and problem because it's so much debt now that, you know, I was talking to my best friend this morning, this morning. I said, John, I said, you ever wonder what the United States would be like if the government went bankrupt? You know, what if there was no Social Security? No, seriously, Kate. I mean, what if there were no Social Security checks? No health services, you know, that, you know, Medicaid or anything like that. You know, I'm trying to think of the things that they do for us, and that's kind of hard to think because I don't think they do much for us. But
well, but the Social Security, think about this, Social Security checks, you've got parents that you're really close to. They have to be getting some Social Security, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, and I talked to my dad. My dad spent 22 years in the United States Army. Okay,
right.
Retirement pay from the military. He gets his Social Security pay. My mother spent 20 years working for Fram Automotive, building air filters, and she's got a little bit of a retirement check from them. And my dad still works right now, you know, four nights a week, and he's scared to retire right now because he's just like, you know, what happens? And I told him, I said, you know, most of your retirement is in one way or another. Even though he deserves both of them, he worked his whole life. He put his money into the, you know, into Social Security. He worked, you know, 22 years in the Army, and you know, and the agreement was, you know, retirement pay from them, and everything that he gets, he's entitled to. But what happens, Kate, if this country goes bankrupt? If these fools that go to Washington, both sides, who just think this is the greatest thing in the world, I guess, must be able to spend somebody else's money. It must be some kind of noxious high that they get off on or something, you know, because they don't seem to care that, you know, this could lead to a national bankruptcy that would put the depression and this recession we're in.
Yeah, make it look like nothing.
It would make it look like nothing. I mean, how many people in this country are receiving some form of, you know, well-deserved, let's just put it that way. I mean, they're talking right now, what, 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day now, from now for the next 19 years? And these are people that spent their whole life putting money into Social Security. And, you know, what happens if this country goes bankrupt and all of a sudden these people have no money? What happens if, you know, and all the other services that are rendered out from, you know, that the government provides? Now, this is a serious issue.
Yeah, this is very serious. No, you're absolutely 100% right, Don. That's why I said this 112th Congress, they better enjoy the photo op on the day because they're going to have to dive in deep quickly. Thanks, Don. Bad Boys and Betty next.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Bad Boys coming up in just a few seconds here on America Tonight. But first, let's go out to Betty in Kentucky. Betty, thanks for hanging through. Hello and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Okay, I've just got a few things I've been thinking about. Just recently, in the last week or so, I was talking to a lady, and she is a grant writer for a local health department. And she was talking about how she wrote a grant and got money from the federal government to open up a free clinic for Hispanic people. Now, this, they can be illegal, legal, whatever. If they don't have insurance, they go to this health department and they get treated free. Okay, my taxes pay for that. The federal government, that's part of the balanced budget thing.
Sure.
Another thing, I'm just using this as an example. I don't have any facts to back up what I'm saying, but I'm saying this is probably what has actually happened. Ernest and Julio Gallo are wealthy, I believe. They have people that pick their grapes, and I saw a special thing like on TV, a biography. And anyway, Hispanic people, Mexicans, illegals, legals, whatever, pick their grapes.
Right.
So Ernest and Julio are getting rich at my expense because I have to pay for health care. I have to build new schools to educate the children when they come here. I have to provide special teachers for these children because they can't speak English for the first several years, you know, that they're here in school.
Right.
So all of this costs money. And the people that are benefiting from it are, you know, the big farmers or whoever that's, you know, using that cheap labor, and they're getting rich, but I'm having to pay more taxes so they can get rich.
Yeah, welcome to America, Betty. You made a great point. Yeah, yeah. Like I said,
the whole thing.
Yeah, like I said, welcome to America, Betty. I used to live in Central California. I lived in a place called Santa Maria. And the wealthiest people I knew were farmers. Great guys. Have you up at the house. They had 10 car garages. I'm not kidding. One of them did. And he had a strawberry farm. Guess who was picking the strawberries for nothing? And that's exactly right.
It's happening all over the U.S. and all the states that do any kind of, you know, like the oranges, the strawberries, the apples, any of these produce or, you know, agriculture businesses. Even now, there's a place that's experimenting with cane, growing cane to change it over into the biofuel or whatever. They use the immigrant labor, and they don't pay them very much, but those people are getting rich because they, you know, they can pay them
cheap labor.
Little cheap labor, and but I have to pay higher taxes because I have to, you know, provide lots of things for them, you know. It's just something is wrong with their country. But the thing is, I think the people that are in Washington think that they're wealthy enough that they're going to make it no matter what happens. But it'll be scary when this country actually goes down. And it will go down. People don't think it will, but it will. When it goes down, that means that we no longer own it. It's owned by someone else, and we'll be their servants.
Oh, Betty, that's scary. I hope that the apocalypse, that kind of apocalypse, doesn't hit us. I think that's why there's no question when I say the 112th Congress has serious business in front of them, because it's time to cut the crap. Immigration, the big problem of illegal immigration that you just pointed out.
That's a big problem. Another big problem is, why should the senators and the representatives get paid what they get paid? Why should they have the insurance that they have? Why should they have the retirement they have? I mean, really? Why shouldn't they take a cut and pay like everyone else has had to across the country?
Now, I agree with you. My mother, who lives in New Jersey, was telling me a story about somebody who ran, who she knew, where they basically were saying behind the scenes, if I just get elected, I could be in there for one term. I'm good. I'm golden because I'll have that retirement forever and a day. I'm going to get big money. And and you're, unfortunately, that's the truth. So you have people that we elect in good faith, they go up in Washington, they have their own special interests, they are cushy, they're done, they're golden, no matter what they decide to do, especially if they make a big name for themselves, because I don't know if you know this, or most of America knows this, they have a base salary, but if they move into important committees, they get paid more money.
Right. Our government itself, the whole system, state government, local government, federal government, all of that, it needs to change, but the only way it can change is if somehow there's a website that the people across the country can go there and voice their vote and say, this is what we want. Because the people that are elected, it's like a boys club. We'll make the rules to benefit us, and they're not going to change it unless we can't just, you know, take up guns and say, hey, we're going to make you do this. It has to be
sensible.
A voice, the people have to put their voice together, and it can be done on the internet. The guy with Facebook, he's got all those people that go to his website.
Right.
Well, somebody could start a website for voice your opinion, and there could be certain things on there, like, what do you think about, what should the pay be for, a senator?
Congress, yeah.
And we, the people, if we all got on there and say, okay, this is what it should be, then they would have to change it. I mean,
yeah. Well, I see what you're saying, and there are the great idea, Betty. Here's the thing: there are places like that. There are watchdog groups. There are Citizens Against Government Waste. We've had them on the show before. They're great because they publish a book with all the waste, the government waste. They end up getting quoted in the New York Times. I've had Tom on this show several times, and that gets out there, and then it embarrasses a congressperson or a senator, and suddenly they change earmarks. So there are things that are happening, believe it or not. It doesn't feel like it, but there are places on the web even that you can go to, and that's why I'm for term limits. That's why I'm even for exploring a third party, because it's become so corrupted, and with that ultimate power, that's what you get, all the things that you just said. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Immigration especially, too, is a thorny one, because you do have people that naturally have made more money hiring cheap labor or going overseas, because then they get cheap labor in the factories that they create over there, child labor. We know this whole sad saga. And ICE is supposed to be cracking down on more of those, like, meatpacking facilities and other corporations, companies that hire illegals. But I can tell you, flat out, right now, I can name 10 places for you where our satellite facility is, where, of course, they have got illegal people working that are making a mere pittance, and they're under the wire. And the thing is, the people that come over, it's more money than they make in Mexico. We know this chain of events. We know how out of control it's gotten. That's why immigration has got to be faced. Something has to change, because she's right, it's breaking our backs. And for too many years, for decades, a blind eye was turned, so the fat cats got fatter, and nobody said anything. And then millions and millions and millions more come over, and it's that much more disastrous. All right, quickly, I'm going to turn to Bad Boys. All right, the bad boy is easy to point out. He's a former presidential candidate, John Edwards. We know the sad story. He fooled around with a woman who supposedly was videotaping him, and then she was getting paid, was the money from the PAC. They had a child, Ryle Hunter was the woman's name. Elizabeth Edwards finally had enough, kicked John Edwards out, and of course she was riddled with cancer. She dies weeks ago. Her last will and testament was released, all of her furniture and household things and stuff that the kids would want to remember her by, China, that kind of stuff, personal effects and all that, went to her children. But also in the document, see, now this is where John Edwards finally gets kicked. The document says that her oldest daughter, Kate, who's 28, who's the executor of the private trust, should get custody of the two children. Because remember, they have two other children together. And that it would be up to Kate from there. Wow. How about that? What a bombshell. And, of course, he's not mentioned at all in the will in any way whatsoever. So everything was left to those children. And that's not, I don't think that's a surprise after what had happened between the two of them. I think people forget that she was the one who had the money originally. John Edwards, who was always quick to mention to people that he came from nothing. That was his whole story. I came from nothing, became a lawyer, bootstrapped it, made a bunch of money. And he did. But initially, her family had some money, and she had the money when they were married. So it all goes to the kids, as it should have gone to them. At the funeral, he was very silent. And, of course, now he bears that burden of what's happened, and this is just one more way to get back at John Edwards. Stay with us.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that that love their profits and disease. Why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Call Under the Bus. Under the Bus, this feature includes those poor Californians that we talked about before who are seeing that their health insurance rates are being hijacked to sky-high amounts. It's so scary. I mean, honestly, I can't imagine what I would do if I went to the mailbox and I saw a letter that increased my rates by 59%. What would you do? What would that be like? How do you come up with that money so that you don't, so you have your health insurance? You know, imagine you have, you've got children and whatnot, and you've got healthcare spending, the increase is the smallest in 50 years. So it's the slowest in 50 years. High unemployment. That's part of it. And unlike recessions in the past, when spending for health services started to slow, it's been a much different shift here. So if you look at the private and the public and the private spending for healthcare, I was looking at a chart today, it went up by 4% to $2.5 trillion, which would be like $8,000 a person in 2009. So that's up from the $7,800 and change in 2008, when you had health outlays that increased only by 4.7%. And the slowdown in 2009 was a decline in private health insurance enrollment because 6.3 million people lost their health coverage, their job-based health coverage. How many people, raise your hand, I have the special infrared glasses, get their health coverage through their employer? And this is the thing. Imagine if you don't get it through your employer, what you're paying. And the survey showed, because the people don't want to spend the money, 36% of patients see the doctors less frequently. 59% went to their primary doc less often, too. They don't want to spend the money. So they let the cough go a little bit longer. I don't have pneumonia. I'm okay. I can just barely breathe, but everybody's going to give me a remedy instead. Medicare enrollment dumped 1.3%. The spending, the costs, the use of prescription drugs all went up in 2009. There was more usage and the higher brand name drug costs too, but a slower decline in the price of generic drugs. That all makes sense. And then the insurance premiums, where are they going? Yeah, it's scary. So this 112th Congress, you got to pay attention. Watch, because your slice of the pie is getting cut over and over again. So pay attention to what's happening to it. All right, let's go to Daniel in Florida. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple of comments about the captain of the Enterprise.
Sure.
I was underwater demolition for 15 years in the Navy. Mm. And we operated in, like, small groups of 3 to 6. And back then, the big news was tailhook, because all those pilots got into the hotel and had some sorority-type partying. And they shut the entire operations of all the shore-based positions in the Navy. They shut them down for 2 hours on one day, so everybody had to sit down and do the training to understand that this is not acceptable, and that's not the image you want to project. And the person that was leading it and using himself as an example was my captain. And the carrier, when you base it with the carrier group, it's the head, it's the flagship. So he would have been heading up the flagship of the deployment that's about to leave in a week. And I would have expected a whole bunch of different from that guy. I didn't know. It really took me by surprise, because all the officers I've served with have been totally professional, and they know the limits.
And they know the limits of where you can't cross that. You can't cross that line because you're an officer. You have to set the certain example, and the boys will be boys. It just doesn't work in the Navy or the military.
No. The captain's got the keys, and you're taking care of what he's responsible for. So he has to show a high standard to the rest of the crew, because it's a trust thing. If we were out, I did some operations outside of Somalia, but we were out quite a ways into the ocean, and if something would be happening, the ship was suffering a casualty, people look to him to direct and have the answers of what to do to maintain the ship and our safety. So
yeah.
he's got a big burden, and it was kind of a shock to hear that. Too bad he lost his job. But
it is. It's too bad he lost his job, because a lot of people did like him. I'm glad that you called, Daniel, and said that. We had Jeff Atticott on, and he was a Navy officer, and he was a lawyer for the Navy, and he said the very same thing that you said, that you know, the people that are calling that are saying it's okay, it's not okay. And I originally said that. I said, listen, why can't they cut loose? They're on an aircraft carrier. But then I saw the videos, and then I talked to more people in the Navy like yourself. And then I realized, okay, he was the XO, and you just can't play that game. You can't do that when you're in that position. There is no cutting loose like that. There are other things you could certainly do for the crew, an extra day on shore of leave or whatever, or an extra night of whatever it is. They said they used to have, on some aircraft carriers, pizza night or movie night or whatever, but you can't be doing videos and not those kind of videos. He could have had a message maybe, perhaps, like to the crew or something, but not that. And now Daniel's just the 11th person, I think, to tell me that. And you heard what he said. He was a demolitions expert guy. And he was in Somalia at one point. My husband was chasing after Saddam Hussein on an aircraft carrier, the Stennis. And he said they had a cut loose day. I think I've told this story already. But it was, okay, we're jumping into the ocean, we're opening up the ship, and we're swimming, and we're having this free day from chores, kind of, until later. Because what people don't realize, especially on those boats, you are grinding it out, and it's tight quarters. You have, it's a city, 5,000 people, whatever. And they're doing this thing, I can't think of what it's called now, where they go, and they go up and down the aircraft carrier, and they look for every little pebble, every whatever, because you can't have that when the planes land or when they catapult off of the aircraft carrier. I mean, there are a lot of things that have to be done, and it's serious business, especially in the middle of a war or chasing after someone in what could be a war. So Captain Honors, by all accounts, was a good guy, and enough of his men verified that they liked him, they thought that he did an excellent job, and all this other sort of stuff. But it doesn't matter what the underlings think, it matters what the brass thinks. And any of you listening, just like Daniel, who have served in the military in any capacity, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's interesting that he brought that up, because they're investigating. Now Captain Honors has been dealt with, he's off the Enterprise, his dream job is gone. But they're looking into this a little bit more. This was 3 years ago. So they're going to question the people who also served as superior officers, because he was the Exos. There were other people there when he was making those videos on the Enterprise to find out what they knew. So there may be some other people that get taken down as a result of those videos that were made in 2006, 2007. They're going to question all of the people that were on that boat. There's a Rear Admiral Lawrence Rice, who was part of the Enterprise, who commanded the Enterprise from 2004 to 2007. And then there's another Rear Admiral Ron Horton that they're looking into what they knew, who commanded the ship from 2007 to 2010. So there's other people who could be taken down as a result of what happened on that aircraft carrier. And it's a shame, because Honors was promoted and given command of the ship, but it's too late. He's been reprimanded and he's been relieved of his duty. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.